Forgive this long digression, which continues with this. Chokwe's example shows us how quickly we can begin to grow beyond containment, even in the belly of a very sick beast. And in his case, without many resources, as were devoted to the reconstruction of Europe, the case about which we're going to read, but rather with sheer heart, operating with the principles of inclusivity. And by the way, the energy of rebirth, beginning again, is always the people's energy, no matter how determinedly power tries to claim it. With very few resources, beyond the principles of inclusion themselves, which we have to start seeing as the most important resource of all. We don't need to be forced to creatively cooperate. We just need power off our backs. And in the following quote, when you imagine this land without borders, imagine as well power's hidden hand, and of course their swollen egos, and their mad scramble to reassert their command, always guided by their vision, which, Plato given, seeks to impose an illegitimate order. Quote from Savage Continent. Imagine a world without institutions. It's a world where borders between countries seem to have dissolved, leaving a single, endless landscape over which people travel in search of communities that no longer exist. There are no governments anymore, on either a national scale or even a local one. There are no schools or universities, no libraries or archives, no access to any information whatsoever. There's no cinema or theater, and certainly no television. The radio occasionally works, but the signal is distant, and almost always in a foreign language. No one has seen a newspaper for weeks. There are no railways or motor vehicles, no telephones or telegrams, no post office, no communication at all except what is passed through word of mouth. And I'm going to jump a little forward because we're running late. That Europe managed to pull itself out of this mire and then go on to become a prosperous, tolerant continent seems nothing short of a miracle. Germany transformed itself from a pariah nation to a responsible member of the European family in just a few short years. A new desire for international cooperation was born during the post-war years, which would bring not only prosperity, but peace. And I have to interject and ask, who paid the bill? Who got skinned so Europe could begin again? And I'm talking well beyond and in addition to the common folk of Europe themselves, to the earth-connected commoners of many continents. See, we're forced to contribute our energy to projects that we are directed to do. Imagine when we're free to share our gifts willingly.